Hey folks, welcome to Rally TV. I'm Rick Reyna. I'm with my beautiful wife, Nettie Reyna.
Welcome. It's an honor to have you with us. We are on part two of the title, Let's Go.
Now, for those of you that have watched part one, the Holy Ghost just kind of did an introduction. He kind of just... Yes. We had to follow him on
yes,
that one.
Yes, we did.
But I believe some important things were said.
Yes.
Some things were said because you can get excited when someone says, hey, let's go. Let's go do this.
Yes.
Let's go do that.
Uh-huh.
But you need to inquire if it's God saying
yes.
Go.
Yes, and we need to have things in order before we go.
Man, I tell you, you really need to go back and listen to part one. There's two things that I'm hearing about let's go and making sure it's God directing you if you should go. I also heard someone say this, Nady. They said, go and pay the price, even if it costs you everything. Go and win the loss. Well, wait a minute. I remember when we first got married, when our first child was born, Ricky. Now he's Pastor Ricky. I remember we lived in an apartment and me and you were home and Ricky had a fever that day. And I remember my door, someone knocking on my door. It was another minister. And he came to my house and he said, hey, Brother Rick, why don't you go with me? And he wanted to go pray for someone. He wanted to go minister somewhere. And I remember I was holding Ricky in my arms because he had a fever. And I remember him knocking on my door saying, go with me. Let's go. At that moment, I needed to realize the most important thing that I should attend to, where my goal was.
Yes.
Now, again, it sounds like, oh, come on, Brother Rick. you need to go preach the gospel. Go with the minister. Or should I stay home and attend to my son? Which goal was more important?
Exactly.
Do you remember that?
Oh, yes.
And I remember at a young age, that was almost 39 years ago. I had to make a decision where the Father was leading me. Where was my goal?
Yes, exactly.
Just because someone says, let's go, doesn't mean you pack your bags and leave. Now, that's one story. There's one more story I want to share.
Okay,
I'm just trying to help
here
by the Holy Ghost. There's a minister friend that I know, no names. He's married and he has a few kids. He's very quick to go, but the problem with that, his wife is home, left with two kids, and she's struggling.
Yes.
And you can see it. If you just know these people, you can see unbalanced.
Yes.
And this guy's ready, very quick to pull the trigger on let's go.
Yes. Yes, and I, you know, Rick, this is something you and I have been always paying attention to, even as a young couple. And I thank God for that, because you have to know like when to go, when not to go. Because you can have the green light button on 24/7, but it'll also wear you out and run you down. So that's something that the Lord has taught us as well. In order for us to live long on this earth and do what he's called us to do, we also have to know when to when to go and when to stop.
Okay, I'm thinking of Jonathan Shuttlesworth. All right, I remember there was a time in his life, many years ago, where he heard the voice of the Lord, where God told him, go to Florida. He was living in Pittsburgh, I believe. And God told him to go to Florida to go to Dr. Rodney Howard Brown's church. And all Jonathan had was $900. I mean, they had no food. I might be telling the story right. His car, his tags were expired. He had no money. He barely had enough money to live on. But God told him to go.
Yes.
And because he obeyed God, God blessed his go.
Amen.
So yeah. It doesn't matter the extreme to the left or to the right.
Yeah.
You just got to make sure it's God telling you to go. Because if you go and it's God, you'll be blessed.
Yes.
If Amen. You go and it's not God, you won't experience the blessing.
That's right. And you'll have to pay the consequences of that. And no, you don't. And you want to stay, again, balanced. I just want to encourage you to make sure that everything you're doing, and whether it's ministry, whether it's work, whatever it is, whatever you're doing, don't do it to the extreme where you're going to lose your family.
Your go should bless your marriage.
Yes.
Your go should bless your children. Your go should bless your ministry.
Yes.
Your go should bless your health.
Yes, and actually, Rick, everything that we did when our children were young, all of our goes, our children were involved with our goes. So we never did stuff that was, oh, kids, you stay home, or I don't have time for you children. No, we involved our children in everything that we did and everything that we do. They were involved with it. So you need to be watchful there that whatever you're going to do, that you're a lone ranger, because that's dangerous. You want to take and protect what God has given you, and you don't want to, you know, lose it.
Now, I want to take a little bit of time and talk about our goals. Let's go, what God is telling us, where to go, what to do. All right. You know, throughout these 39 years of ministry, you and I together, Nettie, there's a lot of goals that we no longer do. And there's a lot of goals that we have been doing now for 39 years.
Yes.
And but you know what? I always inquire of God, do I keep this goal on the calendar? You know, I have a wall calendar. I learned this from Gloria Copeland. Every year, get a wall calendar and pray over it and ask God where you should go.
Yes.
And every year, there's times that I put things on there and I erased it because it was me and it wasn't God.
Amen.
Okay, we're talking about let's go on this topic. But you got to be very watchful that it's God giving you the go. All right.
Amen.
So we're going to get into this, I believe. All right. Let me see how much time we got here. Let me give you a couple of thoughts and then we'll start reading some scriptures. All right. Let's see. So we're talking about, the title is Let's Go. I want to say this. Jesus said, go. All right. But you got to make sure you're only going where he's telling you to go.
Amen.
All right. Our response to Jesus telling us to go should be, this is where the title comes from. Let's go. All right. When God told you and I to start making movies, we both heard it. So we knew, let's go. All right. When God told us to go to New York for 10 years straight and block off streets and do outreaches in New York, we both heard to go. So it was a let's go. That was our response.
Yes.
But you got to make sure it's Jesus telling you.
Yes.
Then you'll have the peace to say, let's go.
Amen.
All right? I want to say this really quick, Nettie. We need to be very watchful that you're not getting your let's go by watching someone else's let's go.
That's right.
Now, I know this was a topic. I need to have my son Eric on this TV show because there was a season in the church a few years ago that were a lot of churches were just doing what other churches were doing. It maybe it was this church, let's go, but it wasn't someone else's church's let's go, their assignment.
Exactly.
And they got in trouble. And you can just start trying to copycat other people's let's go.
And it's so easy to do it because it's all out there on social media sites. You see everything everybody is doing. It's so easy just to get caught up and do what everybody else is doing.
And I want to say this really quick. And you need to be watchful, pastors, that you're not doing these conferences that is costing your ministry $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 every time you do it, and it's no longer a let's go. Mm-hmm. Just because you did it a few years ago, you need to find out if God's asking you to do it now. Mm-hmm. Now, I know, man, I'm going to get into this. It took time for us to find our list of mm-hmm. let's go. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get into this when we come back from break. This mm-hmm. is very serious here.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
In order for us to walk in our let's go and doing what God has called us to do,
yes,
there were some other things I needed to let go
that's
of.
Right. That's right.
They were expired.
Yeah.
There was a season for it, mm-hmm. but we're in a new season. Listen, mm-hmm. we'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
Thank you for watching Rally TV today. We believe you're enjoying the message. For more information about Rally Ministry, visit rallymin.org. Stay connected with us through our social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, and X. There you'll be informed on what's happening, from events to encouraging messages and new episodes of Rally TV. Like and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Just search Rally Ministry. There you will find past and current episodes of Rally TV plus live stream events. We have a podcast available on all podcast platforms. Just search for Rally Ministry. There you will have a weekly teaching just for you. Are you in the Los Angeles area? Join us for our once a month meeting called Rally LA. There we gather once a month to encourage you in faith. For more information, visit rallymin.org. And now, let's get back to the show.
Okay, welcome back, welcome back. Now, Nadia, I'm doing my best mm-hmm. to try to move forward in
uh-huh,
this.
I know. But,
the Holy Ghost, I believe, is saying some stuff.
Amen.
All right. Uh-huh. I want to kind of go back to what I learned from Sister Gloria Copeland. Mm-hmm. She said in the beginning of each year, mm-hmm. get a wall calendar.
Yes.
And before you start pasting stuff, mm-hmm. saying we're going to go here, we're going to go there, we're going to do this.
Yes.
She says, inquire of the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She actually, she said, get on your knees and pray over your uh-huh. calendar.
Yes.
For the right places mm-hmm. that you should be. Now, Nettie, I'm getting younger and younger and stronger and stronger.
That's right.
I said that to say this. Mm-hmm. There was a season of my life in this ministry. Mm-hmm. All I wanted to do was win the whole world for Jesus. Uh-huh. And that's good. Mm-hmm. But you don't think Jesus has a plan on how to do that? Because we have four children. Mm-hmm. I think one of the greatest success that I have in my life mm-hmm. was being full-time in ministry, but still being a full-time father and husband.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Because I could have got caught up in let's go, uh-huh. and go win the whole world for Jesus, but lose my children. Mm-hmm. Now, where's the victory in that? Mm. Okay, we're talking about let's go. I want to share another story. We're going to get to some great scriptures. Uh-huh. We're going to get there, but I'd rather follow the Holy
Ghost.
Exactly. I heard of a minister one time say this. He met with his granddaughter. Mm-hmm. And his granddaughter had her baby with her. Mm-hmm. And the minister told the granddaughter, he started to weep. Mm-hmm. And he told his granddaughter, take care of your daughter. Mm-hmm. Take care of your daughter. Be there for your daughter. Mm-hmm. And the granddaughter looked at her grandfather and said, why are you telling me this? Mm-hmm. And the grandfather began to cry and he says, I wish I would have did it different. Mm-hmm. He says, I wish I would have been there for my children.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. That's a powerful statement mm-hmm. there.
You know, you still can do everything.
No, you
still
need to do what God's telling you to do.
You still need to do it, but you also
No, let me.
Okay, but go ahead.
You need to do what God's telling you to do. But only do what God is telling you to do. And you'll have victory in every area of your life.
Exactly, exactly. Yes.
The safest place is the will of God for your life. I apologize for cutting you off.
No, that's okay.
But the safest place is the perfect will of God for your life.
Yes.
You have no business involved in things that God is not telling you to go.
Yes.
And that's where burnout comes. That's where your ministry gets in trouble. That's where you're burning the midnight oil. That's when struggles come, toil comes, and you begin to prostitute yourself to try to survive. Okay. I heard this before, and it goes back to my son Eric, I believe. If you start a ministry and you base your ministry on success of lights, fog machines, a loud band, guitar player ripping it up, well, you're going to have to do that every Sunday just to keep the people there, because that's how you brought them. Or was it the gospel that you were preaching that brought the people?
Yes.
So two goes, but one of them's labor and the other one's the word of God.
Yes.
All right. Okay. Holy Ghost, I'm just following you.
Amen.
I'm on a good go.
That's right.
And all I'm saying is it comes from experience. Because we have gone, we've done a lot of goes, and we never should have gone. And now, I know I was going to fit in my story. I'm getting younger and younger, stronger and stronger.
There you go.
Now that I'm, you know, in my 50s, I'm thinking more. Is that wasting my time? Should I be there? Should I be doing this? You know, should I be home with my family? You know, should I go? Listen, you think your go is going to win the world? Do you think you're all that and a bag of chips?
Yeah.
No, no, no. You being obedient to God is the difference.
You know, if everybody does their go, everybody could be reached. You know, one man can't do it all. We're not, you know, that's, and sometimes I think people think that. I gotta do it all, I gotta do it all. And it gets stressful, and I gotta do more, I gotta do more. No, if just everybody does what God tells them to do, everybody can be reached.
I told Eddie the other day, I think these numbers are correct. I think they say there's 8 billion people in the world. And I'm not sure if this number is correct, but they said there's like 3 billion or maybe 2.5 billion Christians in the world. If each Christian would win 3 people, the whole world could be reached.
If we would all do our part.
Just do your part,
you know.
Do your go. All right, let's get into some scriptures, what I want to talk about here.
Okay.
All right. Let's see here. Jesus is telling us, let's go. Our response to Jesus should be, hey, let's go. But some people say this, do you think we should go? Some people, their response was,
some people don't want to go.
Let me tell you why. Now here's some more subject on the, here's some more information on this subject. They don't want to pay the price.
Exactly.
Is it really going to cost me money? Do I really have to take a couple of days off of work? Do I really have to go out in the sun? Do I really have to get up early?
Yes.
Do I really have to study? Do I really have to pay my way to get there? Yes.
Yes.
Do whatever it takes, but in a good way.
Yeah,
in to a good do way. Your go.
Exactly.
It's going to cost you to do your go. Some people don't want to go because they don't want to pay the price.
No, and they want, they're too comfortable. You know, this the way people live nowadays, and it was a trick of the enemy, this COVID thing that happened, got everybody comfortable. Everybody wants to stay at home. No one wants to go to work. A lot of laziness, a spirit of laziness has come upon not only the world, but Christians. We have to get up and go and do what God tells us. You to do.
Okay.
You know?
All right, Nettie. Ah, man, I tell you. Let's do this. So a lot of people, their response to Jesus saying go is this. Do you think we should go? It's more like a question. Mm-hmm. Someone else might say, is it safe to go? Like I remember when we started to go to New York, people thought we were nuts. We were taking up to 70 volunteers to New York, blocking off streets and winning the loss.
And that was a question, right?
Yeah, a lot of people say, is it safe to go? Mm-hmm. Okay, Nettie and I have been to Venezuela. Mm-hmm. I've gone with Brother Copeland to Venezuela maybe 9 times. He sent me and Eddie, I think, 4 times. Mm-hmm. A lot of people wouldn't go to Venezuela. No. It's a communist nation. But that was our goal.
Yes.
It was the most safest place in the world for us. We enjoyed it.
Yes, we did.
Venezuela, we want to come back. I'm saying we thought we would go in a heartbeat. Uh-huh. Because for us, it's a safe place.
Yes.
Because it's our goal. Mm-hmm. All right. Someone say, is it safe to go? Now, this is another response somebody will say, I'll go if they will go. Jesus didn't say that.
No.
I'll go only if you go. Uh-huh. If you go, I'll go. That is not what Jesus is talking about here. Obey the go. Nettie, let's read again. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. I'll read it right here. It says, and Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God in all his righteousness.
Yes.
And then all these things shall be added unto you. Look at that scripture. Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God. Seek first the go. Where Jesus is calling you to go. You gotta seek first.
Amen.
Where he's telling you go. And his righteousness. You only want the right goes. Listen to this. And then all these things, one translation said, and all your desires shall be added to you.
Amen.
I'm telling you, this is a great place to be. Listen, we're doing 6 Raleigh, Californias. Why? Because it's a go. I want you to pray about being a part of Raleigh, California in 2024. Because if it is, you'll be blessed. And he's telling us to go.
Amen.
Folks, thanks for watching Raleigh TV. We're going to get to more scriptures. I'm just walking with Jesus here. God bless you. You know, that's all I keep hearing, Eddie. Go, go, go. You know, that's what we're talking about. Jesus.
Yes.
The last thing he told his disciples before he went to heaven was go.
Yes.
And you know what? This is what we're doing here on Raleigh TV or Raleigh Ministry.
Yes.
You know, we have a list. We have a list of things that God has called us to do.
Yes.
And I told Nettie, we're just going to stick with our list.
That's right.
I'm going to tell you why. There's grace for our list.
Exactly.
You know, I was thinking about this the other day as well, Nettie. We tithe and sow into a lot of ministries. You know, some of you that are watching, we send offerings every month. We tithe into other ministries. Because we can't go where they go. You know, whenever they do something, I mean, we physically can't go.
Yes.
But we're with them through our giving.
That's right.
You know, I'm thinking of Kevin Kozak, his ministry, MXers for Jesus. They travel the whole country with a semi-truck, an RV type semi-truck, and they go to all the motocross races. And what they do, they set up camp and they have church on Sunday morning. I'm going to tell you why. Because these motorcycle racers, motocross, they race on Sunday. So what he does, he brings church to them.
Yes.
Well, I can't go with them, but we support them every month.
Yes.
You know, the Victory Channel, and the list goes on and on.
Yes, amen.
Partnership is so important.
That's right.
What I'm saying, Eddie, is we have a list of things that we do here. For instance, we've been talking about Raleigh, California. We're doing 6 major crusades this year.
Yes,
they're called Raleigh, California. We've been talking about them on the TV show. We're excited about it.
Exactly.
Nettie, we're not done with our films. Rally Films.
That's right.
I know the other day I was talking to you about this, and you something came up in your spirit big about Rally Films. Talk about that.
Yes, we have some short films that we have not launched yet, and we have some feature films that we did. So this summer, I was telling Rick we need to do a summer launch. And, you know, so we, what we're doing, Rally Ministry, we have a list, and we've been talking about it on these episodes. It is to go out and to reach people. Rick and I on Rally TV, not only on Rally TV, we're teaching you how to live a victorious life. Then we have Rally LA, a monthly meeting in person where we can help build your faith and help you with your assignment. And then there's the film department. And the reason why the film, because every one of you has a device, you're watching Rally TV on a device right now. So we want to get the word out every way and every form through building your faith or through TVs, through short films. So pay attention, follow Rally Ministry, because you'll be hearing more about launching our short films and our feature films. It is time to get the gospel out, to get the word out in every available voice, in every form, and every platform. So that's what we're going to be doing. And there's many things. Our list is grand, but it's okay. And that's what we are called to do. And you, our partners as well, our viewers, can be a part of this as well by partnering up through finances, through coming and joining and being a part through prayer. It is so important that we are all doing the Great Commission.
You know, you said Rally Films. Mm-hmm. That's where Rally Studios comes in.
Yes.
I'm telling you, you know, we talked about due season.
Uh-huh.
We're very close to possessing Rally Studios.
Yes,
I believe exactly. That with all my heart. Now, Rally Studio is that place in Hollywood where we can film Rally TV, we can film movies, we can film short films, we can hold monthly meetings there, we can do red carpets there, we can film the gospel.
That's right.
There at Rally Studio. So continue praying and partnering with us. And I'll be bold enough to say this. If you have a building in Los Angeles, California,
that's right,
and you want to bless us with it, we'll take it and we'll turn it in to Rally Studios. I said that, Nettie, because the other day you told me that when we were driving.
Yes.
We were talking about Rally Studios. You said someone has a building.
Yes.
So if you have a building
and
you
right.
want us to use it, we'll use it for the kingdom of God.
Amen. There's a lot of buildings, Rick, out there that are just not being used. And why not? Take it. We got the kingdom of God. We have things to do, so we take our studio.
Another thing is the rally letter. Every month, Nettie, we send a partner letter.
That's right.
We have a word in there. We also show and tell. We show what we're doing and what God has done, and we also talk about it. We tell about
it. Amen. And continue to send your emails to us. We receive them, and we pray for you. A lot of you send prayer requests, and we are in agreement with you. Again, stay connected with us through rallymen.org. Through our social sites, you will find out what we're doing, where we're going, and what's happening there.
All right, we call you blessed, and we want to say thank you for praying for us. Thank you for coming to our meetings. Thank you for partnering with
us
in finance. We speak the hundredfold return back to you. God bless you.